Russian President Vladimir Putin's words and actions in recent months have caused concern in Washington. Differences have arisen over issues such as missile defense and Russian government attempts to suppress internal dissent. At a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, State Department official Daniel Fried spoke about the relationship.
Russia today is not the Soviet Union. As President Bush has said, the Cold War is over. But the world has recently witnessed statements and initiatives from Russia that puzzle and concern us.
Among those concerns are comments from the Kremlin threatening to suspend Russian obligations under the CFE, an arms control treaty. Also, Russia's opposition to U.S. plans to install a missile defense system in Eastern Europe to prevent attacks from rogue states. Another worry is suppression of anti-government protests and curbing press freedom. Fried vowed Washington will continue to press Moscow on those issues.
We must simultaneously advance our interests and values, pushing back when necessary, while seeking to broaden and deepen cooperation with Russia.
Meanwhile, members of Russia's parliament, or Duma, attended a special hearing held by the House International Relations Committee. The Russian and U.S. lawmakers exchanged views on issues such as democracy and human rights. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi welcomed the Russian representatives.
It's a great day for us when our two parliaments, your Duma and our Congress, manifested by the Committee on Foreign Affairs on our part and the Committee on and your Duma's such an appropriate committee, can come together to communicate on matters of great importance.
Speaker Pelosi handed out gifts to the Russian visitors. Later, the head of Duma's Foreign Affairs Committee, Konstantin Kosachev, spoke of the need for better understanding, but he also objected to criticism of Russia by what he called one-sided sources.
And we're always grateful for constructive criticism when it's justified. However, in some cases, this criticism is based on unilateral, one-sided sources, subjective sources, and we can't accept such criticism, especially if it becomes some kind of personal characterizations which are unacceptable, especially when they're directed at the head of the Russian government. We do not accept this type of criticism under any circumstances.
Despite the tensions, Mr. Bush and Mr. Putin remain on friendly personal terms. Mr. Putin is scheduled to visit the Bush family compound in Kennebunkport, Maine, early next month, where the two leaders will likely use the informal setting to discuss outstanding issues, including a Russian proposal aimed at resolving differences over the missile defense system. Bill Rogers, VOA News.